You know those questions everyone seems to ask?
Frequently asked questions.
Well, here's the answers. This is FAQ on 1050 CJNB.
Welcome to FAQ, a program to answer your frequently asked questions from professionals in the Northwest. Holly with Gray and Arbor Photography from North Battlefield and Maidstone with us. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Now, okay, I always like talking to professionals. And photography has always sort of kind of like been a voodoo thing for me, because it's like you see beautiful pictures and you try to emulate them, and it just, I'm sorry, but in my world, they don't come out. Mm-hmm. So here is the question for you. The cost of having a professional do the job so that the memories are amazing and stay forever with you, it's not that crazy, is it?
I don't think it's crazy for what you're getting. I actually saw a quote the other day on Instagram that we are not paid to take photos, we're paid to pay attention. So We're the ones that are watching and picking up the things that you're too busy to see.
Yeah, because, I mean, we've all been at those weddings or events where mm-hmm. Uncle so-and-so or Aunt whatchamacallit's got the camera.
Yep.
And you see stuff happening that, well, they're gone. They're visiting yep. with somebody in the corner, and
they're
emotionally
invested.
They're doing yep. the first dance here. You want to get that?
Yep.
That's kind of like, yeah. It's a good point that you're there focused on mm-hmm. the job.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, and we're not like Uncle Joe is probably great with his camera, but he's also there to visit and yeah. have fun. And
he is an uncle after all.
Yeah. This is my profession or job as.
So the elephant in the room. So what's a cost? What's the cost to hire a professional photographer like yourself for, just a basic wedding, not something in Notre Dame Cathedral, but, you know, just
right.
a regular wedding?
Regular weddings for us, for our business, start at about $1,800.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to include, you know, around 4 hours of coverage and, you know, your quick, easy, simple ceremony, et cetera.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, quick question then. Does that include video or is that just photography?
That is just for photography.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Good to know. All right. Because, yep. I mean, you know, some of those pictures, man, it's worthwhile, though, like you said, because you're not going to really miss anything.
And when it comes to wedding photography, the only thing that you're going to have left in 20, 25 years are the photos, right?
Yeah, because you'll be divorced by then. I mean, no, I didn't mean that. I didn't say that out loud. But, you know, that's so true. So is that sort of like the same sort of thing when it comes to other stuff? Like, say I want birthday parties or an mm-hmm. anniversary thing covered.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly the same?
Yeah, there's more of an hourly fee when it comes to something like that.
So it can be broken down into hourly too. If I'm coming in and I go, okay, I want to get you for a couple hours just to cover
yep.
Aunt Fran's
right.
60th birthday.
Absolutely.
Oh, yep. Okay. So it's you can edit it to whatever the requirement is
That's
of
right.
your client.
Yeah. Yeah. It's customizable so
yeah.
that, you know, it can fit into more budgets and that sort of thing for sure.
So here's a question. Okay, so people are thinking about this. How much lead time do you need? I mean, I guess it's all a matter of if you're booked that day or not, whether you can do it. But I mean,
right.
what's a good rule of thumb?
I would recommend a minimum of 6 weeks for something like an event or
uh-huh.
party or weddings a little bit longer. My weekends are limited, so it can be tough to
yeah.
to get that date scheduled
right.
in.
And how long, I know it probably depends on the event. How long then does it get for the finished product to come back?
My goal is that no one should ever wait longer than 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, hopefully all the
cool
finished photos will be in your hands.
Well, listen, if people want to get more information about your photography and what you offer at Gray and Arbor, how do they get hold of you?
They can just look on my website, grayandarbor.com, or send me an email, info@grayandarbor.com.
Make it easy, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, thanks for joining us on FAQ.
Thank you.